For sale signs dot neighborhoods in Whitefish Bay and Fox Point, Milwaukee's North Shore suburbs are desirable locations, according to Barb Bailey. She's a realtor with Shore West. Bailey is preparing to show a house in Fox Point.
Leading from the family room, we have this wonderful screened porch, which becomes a Three Seasons porch because it does have windows that can be put up and taken down during the summer. He has them all.
The house has three bedrooms, two full baths, and 2,100 square feet. It's listed for $399,000.
It's a lot of house for the money, and the charm is the most important feature, I think, of this house and the yard.
The median home price here is up nearly 11% since last year. Bailey says prices are still nowhere near the levels of 2007 before the economy crashed, but people have finally gotten antsy.
It's a good time to sell because the prices are up and there's low inventory. So that's good for the sellers, not great for the buyers because they're fighting over houses.
Bailey says bidding wars today often top the asking price.
It started in the 200 price range where things started selling. Then as those people sold their houses, they moved up to the 300 and 400 price range. So those houses became a pressure on those houses. And we're getting up there now.
What's helping fuel buyers right now is relatively cheap money, though the interest rate on a 30-year mortgage is at its highest level in 2 years, at 4.46%. Jeff Joseph is past chairman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. He says low interest rates coupled with smaller down payments have people ready to buy.
3%, 5% is probably more normal that we see. Upper price ranges, 10 to 20% is more the norm.
What's an upper price
range? I think you're seeing more, you get above $500,000 or so. You're seeing people that generally put down larger percentage down payments.
While buyers are putting down less than the customary 20%, Joseph says he's not concerned that another housing bubble might develop. Prior to the recession, some lenders extended credit to people unable to afford it.
It's so different this time than the bubble from 05, 04, 05, 06, in that the growth is much more organic. It's not being artificially stimulated by lending. The loans that are being made today are much stronger.
Plus, Joseph says, demand isn't as fevered as it was then. It's driven more these days by pent-up demand. People have been waiting for years to buy and sell. There are others, however, still struggling to hang on to their homes. The lingering effects of the recession and bad lending continue taking a toll. Kristen Winkler is a home ownership preservation officer for Select Milwaukee. It offered mortgage guidance on a recent Saturday morning at Washington Park Senior Center. Nearly 20 people arrived shortly after the doors opened.
A lot of people are suffering due to the changes in the economy, due to changes in personal situations. A lot of people still are going through hardships, and making their mortgage payments is still a concern for many families.
Right now, the city of Milwaukee owns 1,200 foreclosed homes because of unpaid taxes. Leaders expect that number to double by the end of the year. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.